Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus king of Persia, 3591 AH 451 BC, a thing was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing, and had understanding of the vision. In those days I Daniel was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither meat nor wine entered in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, until 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, Nisan, March, April, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up my eyes, and looked, and saw a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist had a belt with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, light blue, and his face is the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I Daniel alone saw the vision, because the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone, and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, because my beauty was turned into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face towards the ground. And, indeed, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, because I have now been sent to you. And when he had spoken these words to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, Do not be afraid, Daniel, because from the first day that you set your heart to understand, and to discipline yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia hindered me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to cause you to understand what will come upon your people in the latter days, because the vision is yet for many days in the future. And when he had spoken such words to me, I set my face towards the ground, and I became dumb, unable to speak. And, indeed, one like the appearance of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth, and spoke, and said to him who stood before me, O my Lord, because of the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. How can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? Because as for me, all at once there is no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then there came one like the appearance of a man again and touched me, and he strengthened me, and said, O man greatly beloved, do not be afraid, peace be to you, be strong, yes, be strong. And when he had spoken to me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, because you have strengthened me. Then he said, Do you know from where I have come to you? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I have gone forth, the prince of Greece will come. But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is no one who stands with me in these things, except Michael your prince.